everyone, and welcome to another deep dive.
Today,
we're tackling something
that's essential for anyone who's ever even thought about building a website.
We're talking WordPress plugins.
You know those little add-ons that can make your site do practically anything? We've got a great guide from the web design gurus at BusyBusy to help us unpack this.
So get ready for some serious aha moments.
I'm excited to dig into this one.
WordPress plugins are a fantastic example of how technology can empower anyone
to create something amazing online, regardless of their technical skills.
Right.
So for anyone who's new to this whole world,
let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What are WordPress plugins in the simplest terms?
Well, think of it this way.
You have your basic WordPress site, right?
It's functional, but maybe a bit plain.
Like a brand new car, fresh off the lot.
Okay.
Plugins are like those custom features you can add to that car.
A killer sound system.
Off-road tires.
Heated seats.
You name it.
They give your website that extra something special, those superpowers that make it uniquely yours.
Okay, love that analogy.
So it's about taking your site from basic to extraordinary.
What kind of things are we talking about here?
Give me some examples of what these plugin superpowers can actually do.
Oh, where do we even begin?
There are plugins for practically everything.
Want to add a contact form so people can reach out?
Okay.
Need an online store to sell your products?
How about creating a membership site with exclusive content?
There's a plugin for that?
Probably hundreds, if not thousands.
Wow.
In fact, BusyBusy points out that there are over 1,600 plugins just for contact forms alone.
Wow, over 1,600 just for contact forms.
That's mind-boggling.
But it really highlights how flexible WordPress is, right?
Right.
You can essentially build any type of website you can dream up.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
You're not limited by preset templates or functionalities.
It's infinitely scalable.
What kind of website are you picturing for yourself?
What functionalities would make your life easier or help you achieve your goals?
Chances are there's a plugin out there that can help you make it happen.
See, this is what I love about WordPress.
It's all about empowering users.
You don't need to be a coding whiz to create a professional-looking and highly functional website.
And this is where the whole open source aspect of WordPress comes in, right?
Absolutely.
Open source means that the code behind WordPress is freely available.
And anyone can contribute to its development.
That's huge for you as a website owner.
Because it means there's a massive community of developers.
Constantly creating new plugins and improving existing ones.
And the best part?
Many of these plugins are completely free.
Okay, so you've convinced me plugins are amazing.
But now I'm curious.
How do you actually go about adding these magical plugins to your site?
Is it super complicated?
Not at all.
WordPress was designed with user-friendliness in mind.
Busy actually has a step-by-step guide on their site.
But it's really as easy as clicking a few buttons.
Okay.
You go to your WordPress dashboard.
Click on plugins.
Then add new.
And voila.
You're in the plugin library, ready to explore a world of possibilities.
So it's kind of like browsing an app store, but for your website?
Exactly.
That does sound pretty painless.
But with thousands of options, how do you even begin to choose the right plugin for your needs?
It's almost overwhelming.
It can feel that way for sure.
But that's where Busy's expertise comes in handy again.
They emphasize the importance of treating plugin selection like online shopping.
Okay.
You wouldn't buy the first pair of shoes you see without checking the reviews, right?
Definitely not.
Especially if I'm ordering online. I rely heavily on those reviews.
Right.
What kind of things should we be looking for in the reviews for WordPress plugins?
Well, first and foremost, look for plugins with a healthy number of downloads.
Busy suggests over 10,000 as a good starting point.
Okay.
It's a good sign that the plugin is popular and well-regarded within the WordPress community.
And, of course, pay close attention to the star ratings.
Right.
Aim for plugins with at least 4 stars or higher to increase your chances of a smooth experience. A higher number of downloads and good ratings suggest a plugin is likely more reliable and user-friendly.
Exactly.
Are there any other red flags or green lights we should be aware of when choosing a plugin?
One crucial thing Busy highlights is checking for recent updates.
Ideally, you want to see that a plugin has been updated within the last year.
Okay.
This tells you that the developer is actively maintaining the plugin.
Fixing bugs.
And ensuring compatibility with the latest version of WordPress.
That's a really good point.
Just like any software, you want to make sure your plugins are up to date for optimal performance and security.
Right.
So we've got downloads, ratings, updates, anything else.
I'm getting the feeling that choosing the right plugins is crucial for a successful website.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about picking popular plugins.
It's about finding the ones that align with your specific needs.
Really take the time to read through the plugin descriptions.
Okay.
Check out screenshots if they're available.
And see if you can find any demos or videos that show the plugin in action.
It's almost like you're interviewing potential team members for your website.
Mm.
You want to make sure they're a good fit for your style, your goals, and your way of working.
Exactly.
And remember, you can always change your mind later.
Okay.
If you install a plugin and it's not quite what you expected.
You can easily deactivate it or even delete it altogether.
Don't be afraid to experiment a little.
That's a relief to hear.
It takes some of the pressure off, knowing you don't have to commit to a plugin forever if it doesn't work out.
But speaking of commitments, I have to ask.
What are the costs of all these fantastic plugins?
I'm already picturing all the amazing things I can do on my website.
But my budget might need some convincing.
Well, that's the best part.
Busy. Busy really emphasizes that a huge chunk of WordPress plugins are completely free.
Like zero cost, totally gratis.
It's one of the beautiful things about the platform.
That's right.
And it goes back to that open source community we talked about.
Many talented developers contribute to this ecosystem without expecting direct payment. They do it for the love of code, the satisfaction of solving problems,
and the shared belief in making the web a more accessible place.
That's pretty inspiring when you think about it.
But of course, there are also paid plugins.
Right.
And I'm assuming those come with even more bells and whistles.
Yeah.
What are the advantages of going with a paid option?
You got it.
Paid plugins often offer more advanced features,
yeah,
priority customer support, and regular updates.
Okay.
Think of it like this.
Free plugins might be perfect for getting started or adding basic functionalities.
Okay.
But if you need more specialized features,
or anticipate needing more handholding,
right,
a paid plugin might be a worthwhile investment.
So how do you decide when it's worth shelling out some cash for a plugin?
It's like you're weighing the value of your time versus the potential cost savings.
That's a great way to put it.
Sometimes that extra support or those advanced features are worth every penny.
And let's not forget the hidden costs of free plugins. The time you spend researching, testing, and troubleshooting.
Sometimes paying for a premium plugin can save you hours of frustration in the long run.
That's a really good point. Time is money after all.
Right.
And speaking of time,
I think we've covered a ton of ground today about the wonderful world of WordPress plugins.
But before we wrap things up, there's one thing that's been on my mind.
Okay.
We talked a lot about choosing the right plugins.
Well, what about making sure those plugins are secure?
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty important piece of the puzzle.
You are absolutely right.
Plugin security is critical.
It's like leaving your front door unlocked if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that, my friend, deserves its own deep dive.
We could talk for hours about best practices for choosing secure plugins.
Keeping them updated and making sure your website is protected.
We'll consider that a teaser for a future episode.
I'm already adding it to my list.
But for now, I think we've given our listeners plenty to think about.
So to recap, we learned that WordPress plugins are like little superheroes for your website.
They give you the power to do just about anything you can imagine.
It's true.
And the best part?
There's a vast library of both free and paid plugins, so you can find the perfect fit for your needs and budget.
Right.
We covered how to choose the right plugins based on factors like downloads, ratings, and updates.
And we even touched on the importance of plugin security.
Exactly.
We want you to walk away from this deep dive feeling empowered, not overwhelmed.
Remember, building a website should be an exciting and rewarding experience.
And WordPress plugins are here to make that journey even smoother.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So go forth, explore the world of WordPress plugins, and see what amazing things you can create.
And be sure to join us next time for another deep dive into the fascinating world of all things digital.